So what's the difference between autism meltdowns versus autism shutdowns? In this video, I'm giving you three essential informational tips that you need to know. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan, I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you are new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching over on Instagram, make sure to follow this account, and if you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow for more awesome videos. Guys, welcome back. What is going on? Good to see you here to the place where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinkers? Yeah, I'm really excited. I wanted to do this video for a while because I feel like a lot of people don't understand the difference between an autism meltdown and autism shutdown, and I wanted to kind of really just marry the idea together that there are differences between those, and we're gonna go through that. But first, if you haven't already, make sure to download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, courtesy of moi, for free at autismhacks.net. Awesome. Okay, so what's the difference between autism meltdowns versus shutdowns, right? Because a lot of people, it really irritates me because a lot of people say that it's a shutdown or it's a meltdown. A lot of people don't actually even understand what a meltdown is. And I'll try and leave some more references and links to meltdowns and stuff, the other videos I've done specifically on meltdowns, in the end slate and in the description. But in terms of this video, I really wanted to cover the difference between a meltdown versus shutdown, because there are differences, and I wanted to just categorize that and actually go through five of the most interesting essentials, really, that you need to know on this. So we're gonna go diving right through that right now. Buckle up, and I hope you enjoy this content. Okay, so the first one is, an autism meltdown can be characterized by an emotional outburst and reacting to the end of your sensory overload, right? So basically, when a meltdown happens, you're basically kind of lashing out. You're emotionally overloaded. Your emotions have just gone right over the edge. You're like, ah, you know, and you're just bursting out with all this kind of emotional overload stuff. Whereas like a shutdown would be something where you are kind of becoming more, you know, inward and conservative in your effort of emotional approach. So you can obviously see straight off the bat where a meltdown is an outburst of something, but a shutdown is a shutdown of something, which is quite self-explanatory. But in the terms of this, a lot of people don't understand the difference, but obviously this is why we're doing this video. So number two is, when too many communicational inputs are overloaded into an autistic person's mind, they will end up having like a burnout, which seems like it's similar to like a meltdown, but it can be noted as feeling of despair, hopelessness of a situation. So basically, when you have you know, when you have an outburst or like a meltdown outburst, which kind of like you have an overload of communication from input and stuff, and rather than kind of like emotionally outbursting like crying or you know, being erratic with your behavior, you kind of almost become like a feeling of despair or hopelessness. The situation kind of topples down on you. And this is kind of how a shutdown would be characterized, as you kind of like shutting down into yourself and becoming very kind of like you know, you're desperate. You're kind of like, oh, I have no, you know, it's a feeling of despair. And I think that's a really good way to kind of like think about, you know, I don't know, it's just like, yeah, it's truly interesting. Okay guys, so number three is, with autism shutdowns, a person experiences the last straw situation and can't control the environment, and they just kind of give up. So with a meltdown, it's more like they've been pushed to an edge and then like, poof, you know, they've fallen over the edge and their meltdown has kind of like exploded and it's catastrophic and everything just like sucks. But in terms of a shutdown, it's more like they've had enough. They've had the last straw, and that's it. They feel like they can't do anymore. They can't give anymore. They're just kind of like, oh my goodness, this is it. Now I've just shut down because I have nothing to give. I have no more. There's nothing else in this kind of like arsenal that I can give to the situation, emotionally, socially, whatever the situation. And that's the difference from those situations, how they actually come around, which is really interesting. So number four is that the giving up is a result of the lack of control or lack of understanding of the the situation that they are currently presented. So when someone gives up on a situation in a shutdown, they're giving up because they don't have control over it. And it's not like a, this is where it kind of gets blurred line, because a meltdown is that there's no control over the sensory input that's coming in from the situation around you, but it's not like you're trying to control the situation around you and that you just kind of give up and resign from it. But that's, so a shutdown is when you resign from the situation, but the meltdown is when you have no control, but you lose control of your emotions. And a shutdown is just kind of like, admitting defeat, really. That's kind of like the difference between shutdown and meltdown, in a position where you lose control in a situation, if that makes sense. I'm sure it does. But if it doesn't make sense, pop me a comment down below. I read every single comment, and I'd love to have a discussion with you if you have anything to add to this or want me to clear anything up. So number five is that the person will be quite silent and docile when they're having a shutdown, and there'll be no input from the situation from that moment on. So when you're having a meltdown, there'll be lots of input. You'll be like shouting and screaming and crying and all this kind of stuff, and there'll be loads of input to the situation around you. It could just output from you input to the situation. But with a shutdown, there will be no input from you at all to the situation that surrounds you or you're presented in. You'll just completely close up and be self-inward and just be like, oh, I've had enough. There's nothing left. That's it. I'm donezo. I'm out, and you just honestly you don't even talk. You'll just be completely so kind of like shut down and kind of like inward. You'll just kind of just, it's just not gonna happen. And that's kind of basically how it works. Now, if you found this info really helpful for people and informative, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up, because it helps me know that you like these videos. I will see you in the next one, guys. Peace.